This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. Boy, song ended so, I was so surprised by that. Should stop having conversations in here. Hello, everyone. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're very pleased to be here. It's Wednesday, which means Survivor's on tonight. Hope Day. People
2 hours saying, tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd forgotten about that. I'm excited. So probably two people booted off. They've only got like another. Didn't you say it's ending in mid to late December?
Yeah, I believe so.
And there's still a lot of people on there. So the merge we think is happening this week. It's, and probably two people. Yeah,
there's an article, but I think there's spoilers, so I won't tell you what's going to happen.
So speaking of spoilers, Yuzi gave me a folded up piece of paper and said, I think there's a Mandalorian spoiler in here. So I sort of just barely looked at the... just at the headline, and I was like, oh yeah, I don't want to know that. And then three stories down, there it is, right on top.
He, her.
It was another story.
It was just another story, and it had a picture
of the
item in question. I won't spoil it for you. Disney Plus, we'll talk about them a little later. They had a tough day. Tough first day at work. And they're, you know, all apologies. A lot of people had trouble with that. But a lot of people got to watch the first episode of The Mandalorian. So if you are on Disney Plus now, which is the new streaming service from Disney, The Mandalorian is like it's a Star Wars universe series. And it's based on a Boba Fett-style character. He's a bounty hunter who isn't Boba Fett, apparently. Although, he looks just like him. He's got the same headgear on.
Right.
All right, let's give away some tickets, shall we?
Yeah.
Right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you instantly win a pair of tickets to see The Last Ship, starring and with music and lyrics by Sting at Broadway SF's Golden Gate Theater. Alice listeners can buy priority tickets before the general public from 10 a.m. today until 10 p.m. tomorrow. So you can get your tickets ahead of everybody else with the code word Alice at BroadwaySF.com. So you go to BroadwaySF.com, look up The Last Shift, The Last Ship, put in the code word Alice, and you'll have access to tickets. Lucky you. Very exciting. Stage shows. Fantastic. And Anthony's going to pick up the phone calls for you. Get to talk to a nice young man. We need interns, by the way. If you are looking for spring semester internships, we don't pay, you know, tons of money, but enough to get you a cup of coffee in the morning and, I don't know, cover your gas. But kids used to do it for free.
Yes.
You know, and actually...
And you get credit for it.
Sure. Well, that's the whole
point.
You
have to be in college.
You have to be in college. You have to get college credit for it. You have to have an advisor who's signing off on paperwork and stuff. You do have to be over 18. And you have to email Uzette, U-Z-E-T-T-E, at RadioAlice.com with a cover letter and a resume. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, I'd love to start interviewing.
And a lot of our, right in this entire radio community, it's heavily populated with former Sarah and Vinny interns. We have spawned a lot of kids into this business. So if there is a farm league, it starts here. Come play. Let's see here. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. There's new episodes every Monday. Check it out on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. He is delightful. What a charming young man.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny Mosley.
Yes. He is. You sang a for 23 seconds on that episode.
Oh, you left that in?
Yeah, I left that in. Because Pat Gillis was like, you know, trying to determine who's a superhero and making us do weird things
for
to...
20. Oh, he got to the fact that Johnny Mosley did his mogul run, his winning run, in 25.1 seconds. Like, he knew exactly how long it had taken him, and he was the last to go because he'd ranked the highest in the... It's a whole story about this. So he said it took him 25.1 seconds to do the thing, and Pat was like, who can do anything for, you know, like at top level for 25.1 seconds? And then people started throwing out I don't know where the A
came
from.
Well, Pat was just throwing things out.
Like, can you do this? Can you stand
A above middle C for 25 seconds? And Sarah was like, give me an A. She said, I don't know the A, but
I only made 23 seconds.
23 seconds, though. That's amazing.
Like, give us a sample.
Give me an A. Oh. Well, you had to do it with an open voice. You couldn't just like, because I could probably do that longer. All right. Hey, take your time. We have all day.
It's loading.
I have 4 hours to fill here.
All right. Here it is.
So I did that for 23 seconds.
That's a long time.
It was a long time. And wow. I almost had it, but then you know how like when you're running out of breath when you're saying something, you're like, ah,
like you start to panic.
Face gets all red.
Yeah, for me that's called drowning.
Yeah. Yeah, just hold your breath for 25 seconds. Even that, you know, 25 seconds is longer than you think.
Yeah.
You know? Like, do you ever do things like, I have little contests with myself, like if I'm looking at a digital clock, I'll be like, I'm going to hold my breath till the next minute changes. And just hold it. And then I'm like, crap, I wonder if it was like, you know, 52 seconds left. And
I can hold my breath for so long.
Wow,
well,
can you?
I'm sure when you're getting tumbled.
Like well, no, but that's what I'm about to say. So I can hold it. I probably for 2 minutes or whatever.
Oh,
just
my God.
Sitting here, just sitting here, I could probably do that. But 10 seconds underwater when you're being beat by 10 seconds feels like you're about to drown.
You're panicking.
You start to go like your whole thing is just be calm. It's gonna pass. Bleep that, and you just start digging for air.
I get
and sometimes
so
you're digging the wrong way.
Scared.
You don't even know which
and then
way's
you hit
up.
The sand with your head.
And the guys that do these things that you see on videos, where in these waves that are, you just go, "How?" I know what that feels like for 5-10 seconds on a wave less than a quarter that size. Mm. I don't know how they remain calm. And then sometimes they get hit, pushed under, and before they can even come up, another one behind it has come and pushed them under further.
Oh, my God. I'm starting to get
that. I know. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy.
Even watching the David Blaine, remember when he held his breath for, he tried to break a record, and he was going to do
eight minutes, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever it was. Even as he's practicing, like, I get so verklempt. And I'll watch a movie where someone's underwater and kind of clawing their way to the surface. I can't even breathe normally then. I'm like, oh, my God. You ever have a dream where you're drowning? Oh, my God.
No.
Horrible.
No.
Oh, awful. I can't believe you haven't had a dream like that. That seems like something you would.
I do have stress dreams, but they're not drowning.
Oh, my God. I have a dream where I dive into a pool, and then I'm just too heavy. I can't get up to the top.
Oh.
And I'm... you know, just trying to get up there. And then sometimes I'll almost make it to the top, but then I'm so tired that I relax and I sink all the way back down. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, that's stress dreams.
Oh.
Where you can't accomplish the needed.
Right.
I've been in fights in dreams where I can't punch and I'm like, I can't protect myself. Lots of times it's stuff like that. Or trying to run and you can't.
Yeah. It's like in molasses.
Can't get
or
away.
I can't yell. Like I'm trying to yell for help.
I've had that. I was looking up drowning water. Water is a symbol of our emotions, and drowning in a dream might symbolize being overwhelmed with emotions.
Oh boy. Mm. Well, that's me. I'm very emotional. All right. So I don't know.
Johnny Mosley.
Johnny Mosley podcast. There's a new one every Monday. And apparently I held an A for 23 seconds, which I'm
incredible.
Feel like I'm very proud of it. I'm sure it wasn't in tune the whole time. Just ask my son.
We'll add that to your bio.
Yeah, that's my bio. People's sexiest man alive is John Legend.
Love it.
He is cute.
He's adorable. You know what? I've met him once, and he's even more handsome and charming in person.
The two words you just used, though.
What?
Adorable. Mm-hmm. And cute don't equal sexy.
No, they do.
Well,
they
I said handsome and charming.
After the two words you just said,
you know what it is though. He seems fun, and he's cute. He's good looking, and he seems fun and cool. Like I actually do think he's really sexy.
Yeah,
I think he's really cute, and he seems quiet too. Like he's on. I follow Chrissy Teigen on Instagram, so I see him and his kids a lot, and he's just very. He seems so calm all the time. She seems like a firecracker.
Yeah, so.
In fact, here's what she had to say about it. She tweeted, My secret's out. I fulfilled my dream of having boned people's sexiest man alive, an honor. And then she went on to say, I cannot wait for people to get mad about John being the sexiest man alive. It's my new Starbucks holiday cup. So here's one of the pictures that they have of him. Bryn shows me one picture. He's like in a suit or something.
Right here,
I'm like, oh, no. I go, I had this one where he's coming out of a pool. And Bryn goes, oh, how obvious. I go, yeah, but he's wearing a shirt. And Bryn looks and he goes, what's the guy got a shirt on for?
He's wearing a shirt
He's
in the
coming
pool.
Out of the water in a with a shirt on?
He's got a shirt on. Uh-huh. Like a button down.
Right? Yeah. This guy doesn't do it for me at all.
No, I think he's really cute. He said that he's a little scared because of the pressure that comes with it. He said, everyone's going to be picking me apart to see if I'm sexy enough to hold this title. I'm also following Idris Elba, which is not fair and not nice to me.
Idris Elba is better by far than John Legend.
He's very sultry, names of people. Very hot.
He's the bad guy in Hobbs and Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's... I'd totally bone that guy.
He's badass. Yeah, that guy's badass. Yeah. But put John behind a piano and, you know, he'll play your socks off. Like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as musicians go, I don't...
Oh, no, I don't have any clothes on anymore. This is bizarre.
I've never thought... I'm not a piano guy.
Yeah. Oh, God,
give me
I
a guy
piano.
With a guitar. Give
yeah,
me
I love
a
that,
screaming
too.
Vocalist. Even a bass player.
Then Chrissy went on to razz John for pouring on the sex appeal during a video shoot, and she posted a video of their kids not caring at all.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. What did you get the video from The Voice? Mm-hmm. Okay, so on The Voice last night, Blake Shelton, who is the sexiest man alive 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He presented John with a pair of denim booty shorts. So they're showing the cover.
So that's not even out yet, right?
Well, the photos of it are out today. So The Voice, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony, and the sexiest man alive.
He has all those?
He's one of like, what are there, only like 9 people who have an EGOT
or
something?
Yeah, something like that.
So he's a Vigotsma.
That's awesome.
They have fun. That show, I can't find... time to watch it, but right. They appear to be having a good time
when they
film
do.
It.
That's nice.
By the way, Vinny,
Idris was People Magazine 2018.
Oh, yeah. So he was last year. Oh, okay.
Then yes. Blake was the year before, but you know.
Well, I wasn't bringing up Idris. He mentioned Idris that he follows Idris, mm-hmm. and I'm just saying, yeah, I'll take Idris over that guy.
That guy's hot.
There's a million dudes that I would bone over John Legend. Mm.
So John can truly claim to be the only Vigotsma.
Yeah.
All those awards in one. But he's only, he's the third, I guess it would be a SMA, Sexiest Man Alive Voice winner, SMAV.
Okay.
Because Blake and Adam Levine both won The Voice and both were Sexiest Man Alive.
So anyone who goes in The Voice gets it.
Well, you have to win the season. Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, if you go on The Voice, you're suddenly the sexiest man alive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. Totally out of time. I have a bunch of good stories today, but I'm sure I won't get to any of them. What's going up in the news?
No idea.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. There is the star of Alice in Winterland 2019. That is Kesha, Raisin Hell. Avril Lavigne is also playing, and just added is Flora Cash. So a very exciting show, December 5th at the Masonic.
I haven't seen Kesha, but Jane says she's incredible.
Yeah, she says, like, she puts on an amazing show.
Killer live show. I'm looking forward. I looked her up and looked at some of the...
like performance video?
The videos. And man, she's got a big time show. Like, really. And a big voice, by the way.
Oh, and what was Michelle saying yesterday, that she does travel with the whole band?
Well, I was tripping out on Kesha because she's got multiple different music styles. Mm-hmm. One is the sort of techno dance stuff, but apparently she's got a full band, and so I looked it up, and she's got a band.
Great.
But you never know how the Winterland show will, the performance will be. You don't
right.
know.
I mean, you know, John Mayer walked out there with just a guitar, and... and actually, so did Ed Sheeran, but he had his little loop machine, too, which was actually so fun. Just watching him build songs was fascinating. Like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's going to be a great show. It always is. It's our kickoff to the real holiday, the big one. You know the one, Christmas. Can't get away from it from August on. Please join us. It's a really fun party. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. You can get tickets and everything you want to know about Winterland at RadioAlice.com. We're asking that you donate a toy at the concert or go to ToysForTots.org for a drop-off location near you. We're not going to do our typical drive this year, but we definitely still want to support Toys for Tots. And you should, too. You know, always think.
And the Marines will be there right on site.
Right. So... look around you, count your blessings, and remember that there are plenty of people who are worse off. Help them out.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness.
All right.
Get your results your way and download the free 3-day pass today, 24 Hour Fitness.
Girl, look at that body.
Yeah.
I like when you sing.
Girl, look at that body.
Go on.
Girl, look at that body. Work out.
So let me ask you a question.
All right, I'm ready.
This is a nonsense story from online. I've got a few of those this break, but they're kind of fun.
Okay.
So a 21-year-old woman named Abigail Gibson is a student at Ball State University in Indiana.
Ball State.
Ball State, baby.
Ball State.
Let's get some air on those balls.
One of her closest friends recently dumped her boyfriend because he'd cheated on her.
Uh-oh.
Abigail Gibson's boyfriend is a 21-year-old guy named Max. And because he'd heard her best friend had just gone through a breakup, he bought her some flowers to cheer her up. So he, Max, the boyfriend of Abigail, buys her best friend flowers to cheer her up.
Right.
She's going through
Abigail's
a breakup.
Abigail's probably like, oh, I'm so sad for my friend. Okay, I'm with
he
you so
even
far.
Asked Abigail before he did it, and Abigail says her friend was so happy to get the flowers, it almost made her cry. So they posted this, like the
little
kids
story,
do.
Right? Yeah, because you got to document
everything.
Everything's
got to be online. Yes. So there it is. It gets online. Now, as I read this, I thought, well, Yuzette murders that guy and the girl. Like, they both die.
I was questioning, but then he asked her permission.
Yes.
So I don't know if you heard me, but I go,
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
I thought the same thing because I was like, I was sure this was going to be a murder story.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, he did ask. And he said, would it be a thoughtful thing for me to do?
Now, See, I do wonder about the ask, though, because if someone said to me, let's say, for example, it's a little different, but if someone said to me, you know, I'm really thinking about opening up our relationship because I want to bone Billy, I'd be like, okay, you're asking, but I'm horrified now. Like, this is never. So isn't the ask, though, an uncomfortable place to be? Don't you find yourself in a position where you can only
say
be
yes.
graceful
right.
and say yes, and yet you will resent the idea that you were put on the spot?
Well, I think a good answer in a situation like that is to say, let me think about that for a minute. I think because that buys you some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reasonable request. But I don't think that people do that in the moment. You just go, oh, sure. No, I'm fine with that. That's fine. That's cool. Go ahead. Buy her flowers. Yeah, that's
or
fine.
Or I'd be like, you know what? I'll pick them up and then we can both sign the card.
That's quick thinking, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you
someone
snatch
surprises
his bright
you.
Idea uh-huh. for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, after Abigail had tweeted the story, the dumb thing went viral because people were incredibly opposite the graceful answer. They're like, absolutely, One lady
You're kidding me.
They were absolutely against it.
But he asked.
One woman tweeted, yeah, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. And that tweet got 80,000 likes.
Okay, so that person is 17.
I don't know.
Still a child and can't like wrap her head around adult relationships.
I do think that there shouldn't be a problem at all.
Mm-mm.
And yet, the ask is where there's an uncomfortable position. You want to be. We all want to be cool, don't
yeah.
we?
Yep. Yeah,
we all want to be cool.
Right.
But the I always feel this way. It's like your gut, your instinct, the thing that sticks in your ribs where mm-hmm. you go, ow, that hurt. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that that's the wrong reaction or right reaction. That's your reaction.
That's, you are having a visceral reaction.
Your reality,
right. You
yeah.
just went, that stuck in my ribs. I don't like
but
it.
But this girl, it clearly didn't because she not only, you know, they posted about it. It goes right. viral. Like, she's all right with it. So you're saying, though, that did something happen because of all the bad stuff that got said about it?
I just think it's an interesting topic, yeah. and I certainly thought Yuzette would kill the two people involved. Because you're opposed to any kind of
Something bad went down in my life, and Johnny V was like, oh, I feel bad for Sarah. I'm going to get her. Is it okay with you if I get her a bouquet of flowers? I'll have it delivered at work.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, send me one, too.
No.
Todd has never sent me flowers.
Yeah, I was going to say,
25 years.
So it would be actually kind of a problem if he decided to send me flowers.
I was just going to say it would be so out of character that you would be furious, I think.
Yeah.
You'd go like, you've never done that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So actually, that's not a good example.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, I was thinking of putting in your spot, Vinny, if something went down with Christina's girlfriend, her best friend,
uh-huh.
and then you ask Christina, A, is it cool if I send her flowers?
I feel bad for her, right?
What's Christina's position
in your
opinion?
She'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
She would. But
she's pretty cool.
But she also has a lot of good female friends that she's had for a long time, which you don't always see in people.
Right.
In women.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that to sound, if you've had great friends your whole life, that's great.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't.
She's right. got really good friends mm-hmm. across all different. And she keeps them all up,
mm-hmm.
all these relationships.
Nurtures them.
She's always...
There are people who are really good at sort of the sustained
right.
contact and the, you know, where I just have let things lapse just because I'm not in proximity to those people. I might see them on Instagram or something and just think, oh, I should write to them. And then I move on with my day and never say a word. But they don't write to me either. It's a two-way street.
I have two that I keep a hold of, Tanya and Washaka.
Washaka!
Washaka!
I would love for her to come back. I think she's dealing with her knee surgery right now. But I go silent on people a lot.
Yeah.
Just because I shut down.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to stay in the house and not do anything.
Oh.
Including, like, not talk to people. I have those points where I shut down.
We're so accessible these days,
so I feel kind of bad for some people because I know they're trying to talk to me. I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. How you doing? Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Well, people have to, you know, if that's part of being friends with you, then that's it. I mean, everybody's got a management that's got to be done with them, I think.
Mm.
You know, you just have to approach people in a certain way. And when people are clearly demonstrating that they need their space, you got to give it to them because otherwise you're going to find yourself short a friend.
I feel lucky. Dude relationships are, in my opinion, simpler, and I don't need to manage them as much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
I've broken up with friends because they're too much work.
You can let that ride, and the satellite can be a far out there orbit, and it's still all good.
And when you contact them, you pick up where you left off, which is, I don't know. I mean, that is the easy way to be friends, but there are people who simply cannot have relationships like that.
I need wine and cheese tonight. You coming?
Yeah.
No? Why not?
Right. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. So you can come. No, I just told you I'm not doing anything. That's what I'm doing.
I got a text from a friend the other day that said something like, I hope your life is better without me in it or something.
Oh, my God.
I immediately break up with that person. I go,
you're
it
so
is.
So
read your last text because that's why we broke up.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
You're so dramatic.
I hate people I have to manage. I can't stand it.
I feel terrible, but I just don't know what to say, so I never answered.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Wow.
Because she gets she knows your life is better without
her. Well, it's a he.
Oh.
It's a he?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who is it?
I can't say his name.
Oh, damn it.
You know, as you guys were saying that, I have this thing on BuzzFeed. It's things that you actually love once you're a full-on adult.
Oh.
That you wouldn't, that you'd almost be
right.
Taking naps on the weekend is
oh
on the list.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Getting
yes.
a practical gift like socks becomes so cool.
It's great. Yeah. Oh, my God. I needed socks. This is, I know I don't have to go sock shopping.
Right.
This is things that you love once you're a full-on adult. Quiet bars where you can actually hear your friends speak.
Oh, God. It's the best. I know. Yeah. The last thing I want is,
hey, how are you today?
What?
What's going on?
Doing nothing on a Saturday night as a grown-up.
Yeah. Just cozy clothes and sitting on the couch. Ooh, let's watch a movie mm-hmm. for 5 minutes before I fall asleep. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's so true, man. I felt like I was wasting my life if I was at my house when I was a kid.
When a friend cancels plans and you weren't in the mood to go out anyway.
It's like, oh my God, yay! You can run it out. John, guess what?
We don't have to go.
We just got canceled on.
These are things you like you become an adult.
These are great.
Getting in bed with clean sheets.
Oh. You because you actually notice it when you're an adult.
Well, you also did the sheets yourself. Yeah. So there you are like, I washed them. I remade the bed. I'm climbing in now.
I deserve this.
Yeah. Having a clean home, going to bed hella early, it says.
Hella early? Yeah, going to bed early, I don't like that.
You don't? Oh, I don't
no,
mind
No, I think it's
all.
Because I'm so resentful about my hours during the week. Because I'm, you know, I'm on lockdown. I don't drink during the week. I don't do anything fun during the week. And at 7:30, I'm starting to have an anxiety attack because I'm not in bed. But it's the only way I can live. It's the only way I can do it. So on the weekends, I'm like, I am seeing midnight. I'm doing it.
You know, since the time change, life is so much better with our hours. Like, I get in bed. It's first of all, I'm already coming down at 5 as the sun is setting.
Right.
It feels later.
Right.
It feels like I can get in bed and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't hear the kids screaming outside playing. I got you. No, you did it.
All that.
Oh, my God. Because now it's pitch black out at 5 p.m. or 5:30 or 6,
yeah,
5:30,
I think, right?
Even my kid who wants to go back out and play on her bike, it's like, it's over, kid, sorry.
Yeah, no. The answer's no.
You're done.
These are the short days.
Right. 52-year-old John Earl Pickard got pulled over near Tampa, Florida on Sunday night for driving 90 in a 55.
Oh.
He was hauling ass.
Yeah. Got
to be careful of that. The cop said, why are you speeding? He blurted out that he had to get home in a hurry. Please, I gotta go because I was out cheating on my wife.
Oh, he told the cop.
He thought the cop might be in cahoots with him. Right. Like,
oh, I cheat on my wife too. Yeah, go ahead.
Get on your way.
Totally understand.
Apparently, he thought the cop might give him a break for some reason, but instead they ordered him out of the car, searched him, and found a small bag of crack in his shirt pocket.
Oh.
He also freely admitted that he'd bought the crack for $50. So on top of the speeding ticket, he's facing one count of felony drug possession.
Oh, boy.
And an upcoming divorce.
And he's facing
his
wife, too.
Now that the story's gone wide.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad for him. He's made a series of bad choices. So.
Right.
Yeah. That is terrible.
One of the times that I was arrested, and I was, it would have been 98 or something.
Oh.
I'd gone out with the missus. This is not the missus I have now.
This is your old girlfriend.
Old girlfriend.
Missus at the time.
We'd gone out and we'd partied all over Stanford, and we had a designated driver. And we partied all over the place, and the driver, our friend, dropped me off and then dropped her off. And then I assume you know, I used to do this late night drinking. Then you get home and you start making food.
Mm.
So there I am, like, I don't even know what I'm making, but I'm making some food, like something. And my phone rings and she's like, hey. And we lived, I want to say, 2 miles apart down El Camino Real. Mm-hmm. I was in Burlingame.
Why didn't you just both get dropped off at the same
place? I don't know, because.
You're not thinking straight when you're all drinky.
But
true.
We lived 2 miles apart down El Camino Real, that road between Burlingame and Millbrae. And and she's like, why don't you? And I'm all,
I'm there.
How am I going to say no to that? I get in the car in my pajamas and I'm driving down El Camino Real, of course speeding. A donkey.
Had to get there.
Well, right. Now I'm all fired up. Whoa, I'm going to. Woo. So when I got pulled over, the policeman's like, you know, where you got to be at this time? And I'm like, oh, listen, this is how I'm getting off.
This is how. This is what's happening.
My girlfriend is. And I was 6 blocks at the most from her house. I'm right there. I'm like, I'm right there. I'll leave the car here and walk in my bare feet and pajamas. Just let me walk over there.
Please.
No. Didn't happen. Yeah. They don't really care about your reasoning for being. Well, I don't. I just think that, you know, now I can see why you didn't let me walk, you know, in my pajamas. Probably because I would have, as soon as he left, turned right around and got back in my car and driven over there. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. It's because you were driving drunk, not because you were in your pajamas.
Right.
Oh, boy. Dummy.
Right. That's the way that works, kids.
Mm. The things we do for the opposite sex.
Did it all for the nookie.
Mm-hmm. I totally had a DD. And ended up in the car anyway.
Yeah. Dummy.
Ass. And then I call her. I'm like, I'm in jail. And she's all right, I'll come get you. I'm like, no.
You've been drinking too.
Take a taxi. Do not drive here. Mm-hmm. We almost
that
got.
That has happened. You've done plenty of stories where someone goes to pick up someone
right
in jail and they're loaded too.
We almost got the double whammy that night.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Oh, my Lord.
Jail lovebirds.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I completely agree with Vinny on John Legend. My one word that I'd use to describe that guy is snooze.
Aww. Oh, I think he's cute.
Yeah.
Cute and adorable to the point of being boring. Not sexy.
I think I like him more because Chrissy Teigen likes him.
Yeah, he must be a lot of fun.
I always liked his voice, but yeah, I see their relationship and I'm like, oh, that's cute. Looks fun.
I hope it's as cute as they portray it to be.
Well, I hope so too, because it would be a total waste if the two of them were married living in those. I mean, they're just, you never see a shot either. Like, I know what their house looks like, you know, because they take a lot of videos and stuff in there. I'm like, damn, those are some nice surroundings. Everywhere they go.
Oh, you like their house.
Oh, it's beautiful. And then they're always on vacation here or there, and it's always just, you know, the rooftop
elaborate
suite
yeah
or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just like, no matter where they are, they're surrounded by luxury. It's like, oh, that's if you're having a miserable time, then you're just miserable.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. I'm going to start with, I'll start with the charts. But you know how the Bryn just waved what I'm starting with. But you know the thing where T.I. was testing his daughter's virginity? I have a little more on that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.